And we are live from the men's shed here in Clonmellon, Clonmellon Community Radio. We're joined in the shed at the moment by Marion Toy, and Marion looks after the museum. Well, that's my understanding, Marion. You look after the museum down there?
That's right, Stephen. Along with Padder, he has a lot of input into it as well.
Yeah.
Padder Manning. He's involved in the men's shed here as well. But he has some nice ploughs and slates from Kahlua Castle and different types of old bottles. We have various items such as old-fashioned phones, a grass seeder.
Yeah, I've actually seen
old
some
kettles,
of the, yeah, I've
different
seen some
household
things.
Goods.
And it's absolutely amazing. It's like a trip down memory lane. It really kind of gives you a feeling of, you know, how primitive things were back in the olden days. But I mean, you know, there's a lot of stuff in there. And when even the likes of the rotary phones, you show it one of the teenagers today a rotary phone, they wouldn't know what to do with it.
No,
you know, and it's amazing because we've kind of lived and we've had that technology. With all the things that you have down in the museum, are you on the lookout for other pieces? I mean, if someone had something that they wanted to donate, is that something that they could do?
Oh, we'd be delighted to take in anything that anyone has lying at home in their sheds or houses that would be of interest, like from the past. Anything to do with parts of machinery or maybe old bicycles or anything like that.
I'm guessing there are probably some things that you cannot take, are there?
Probably, well, in time, we hope to build a unit in the Market Square, and maybe we'll have a museum in it. But at this present time, we wouldn't be able to hold them because the conservatory is too small.
Yeah. And as we went down there just to grab you for a quick chat, we seen Father Sean Garland in there as well. He's chatting away, and he seems to be enjoying looking at some of the old pieces. I was going to say the old relics, but that doesn't sound right. But some of the old bits and pieces. Have you had much interest in the museum? Many people popping in and out.
Well, we have a Facebook page, and we get a lot of views and likes on it. There has been a few in and out throughout the day, all right, yeah.
Yeah, and is the museum, is it only open on occasions like this, or is it open during the week?
Well, we would open it during the week and on other occasions, but we'd need the people. We'd have to have an event on, like a vintage day or a show like today, to get the people to come in, I'd say.
Yeah, and I mean, as I say, we've seen a lot of the pieces down there. I'm guessing they're all for display. If somebody liked a piece, just as an example, and had a wad of cash, is there anything for sale? Do you sell any of the items?
Yeah, well, we would if we got what we wanted in money, and then we'd put that money back into the museum. We would sell.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
No, that's great. And you mentioned that you do have a Facebook page. If you want to just maybe give a shout out to the Facebook page.
It's Museum Isaacs, and it's located in Clonmellon at the Old Market Square, and we'd be delighted if people would give us a few shares and likes.
Okay, that's great. Anything else you want to add before we wrap it up?
Just thanking everybody that did donate pieces to it, and the people that made visits throughout the day. That's all, really.
Okay. That's great stuff.
And I have a little jewellery stall down there with very reasonable items if anybody's interested.
And are they homemade?
No, they're not homemade, but they're reasonable.
Great stuff. All right, Marion, thanks very much for that. We'll be back after this.
Thank you, Stephen. Thanks very much.